You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Red, stop it now. Oh, Red. Oh, Mr. Red. Oh, Red. Burnham daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Oh, yes, it's a lazy day, all right, but not for long. And that prompts our Radiola reflection for this week, and this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and this show is tangentially about how I'm, too busy to be lazy right now. You just try to relax, and you just can't, because there are just too many things that you have to do, and it's the weather for being lazy. We began with the Piano Twins, Dick Robertson vocal, and I don't even know who those piano players are, but they're pretty good. That was off of Perfect, that's Lazy Day, of course, 1932. Cab Calloway and his orchestra waking one out of one's reverie and waking the dead as we speak. Bugle Call Rag from 1931, that's off of fairly nice British Brunswick copy. And our theme, Willard Robeson, and Wake Up Chillin'. But nobody wants you to get any rest this time of year. No, no matter how much you're inclined to do so. And believe me, it's been a week. So that this show exists at all attests to the fact that one can cram things in and make it work. Here's Coon Sanders Orchestra. And, Carlton A. Coon on the vocal here, and this says it all, too. The other side of the of this this struggle, 1928, too busy. Thank you.
I'm not lying. I've noticed you've been trying hard to shake me, and it's making me blue. I can't understand your action, but I'll get my satisfaction. Don't you worry, just you wait and see, dear. Wait till you want me, honey, then it won't be so funny when I say that I'm too busy for you. Thank you.
Warner's Seven Aces, a recording in Atlanta in 1926. Who'd be blue? Well, who wouldn't be? Ah, yes. But we're doing what we can here. Before that, Carl Fenton with the Doll Dance, 1927, Nacio Herb Brown. And that was, well, what more do you need to know about that? That was a very nice recording, and Red Nichols, Miff Mole were all in there to do that. Nobody getting a solo. It's a composition. It doesn't require much in the way of improvisation. Before that, Joe Sanders, Carlton Coon in their orchestra. Not the Nighthawks, because they called themselves that before. But now, just as the orchestra, 1928, Too Busy. And who isn't these days? If I have 5 minutes to rest this week, I'm going to, believe me. I'm Andy Senior with Radiola, and this is my moment to rest, actually. I'm looking at a sink full of dishes. I had things going yesterday, the day before, and the day before that. And all of them were time-consuming, and usually the outcome was good. That'll have to say that. And generally speaking, it has been good. So I'm not complaining in that regard. In fact, I'm not complaining at all. It's good to have a piano finally, and that's really joyous for me. But getting it in here and getting it over here was the I was antsy about that. So, but to have such a thing finally, here's Arthur Field expressing how I feel. Arthur Field, 1927, off of Bell 78. Ain't that a grand and glorious feeling? Well, you bet it is.
That a grand and glorious feeling. Is there anyone forever who was ever in love? If so, if you're in love, Jesus, you know just how it is. When there's somebody who can cover a soul, is that a grand and glorious feeling? When your husband's there in that cozy old chair, is that a grand and glorious feeling? Every little kiss does you so much good. You're so full of bliss, you just feel like knocking wood. And when you naturally guess that she's gonna say yes, ain't that a grand and glorious feeling? Ain't it sad when you're lonely, everything is so blue? Those birdies don't sing, life don't mean a thing. Then along comes the only little girlie for you. It's certainly strange how everything does change. When a cutie goes by and she gives you the eye, ain't that a grand and glorious feeling? When she says all around, boyfriend's gone out of town, ain't that a grand and glorious feeling? While you're having fun, tap, tap on the door. Where can you run? You're up on the seventh floor. And when you hear someone say, lady, any old clothes today? Ain't that a grand and glorious feeling? When a fella takes you in a packet for two, ain't that a grand and glorious feeling? 20 miles out of town and the engine breaks down, ain't that a grand and glorious feeling? In that lonely spot, everything looks black. You think you know what? Here's where he makes me walk back. And when he gets out and then fixes the motor and starts off again, ain't that a grand and glorious feeling?
You're mean to me, so I must to be mean to me. Sweet honey, it seems to me you love to see me crying. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say you're phone. You don't and I'm left alone, singing the blues I'm sighing. You treat me coldly each day in the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near, dear. It must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't, for can't you see what you mean to me?
A girl like you I'd never meet.
Ooh,
Nothing I do can show how true I am to you, my only one.
Cuddle up here and let me hear a word to cheer your lonely one.
Your winning smile, my heart beguiles. For one sweet smile, I'd walk a mile.
Lola, you are mine.
When you are near me, sunshine appears.
When you're away, I'm blue.
When you are near, you calm all my fears.
Lola, I love.
The Revelers with NOLA, 1927. Oh, yes. How could, that's nice to have words to that, too. That's a beautiful, beautiful performance. Record's a little crunchy, but it's worth putting out there. Also, slightly on the crunchy side, Annette Hanshaw's Mean to Me, recorded in 1929. Very nice song. Nice piece there. Works out well. Fortunately, if people were mean to me, that would make it worse, so I'm glad they're not at this point. And Arthur Fields, Ain't That a Grand and Glorious Feeling, just with the piano accompanying him in 1927, and very, very interesting stuff there. This is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm taking a deep breath, or as many as possible, to avoid inadvertent suffocation. We're continuing here with an acoustic portion. Handy's Orchestra of Memphis in 1917, and this is jazz, and yet it's not. It's not really what you would call, you wouldn't recognize it as jazz as such, but it's very jazzy, and you hear a lot of, those guys want to cut loose. You can tell they do. But it's very arranged, but they really want to, you hear them, you know, just champing at the bit to get out there and play something other than the notes that are written down in front of them. But we have here the Snaky Blues, so, well, the snakes are coming out, too. That's that kind of weather.
Thank you.
Dixie Stompers, Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, actually. Ain't She Sweet, 1927. And you hear a lot of good stuff there from Joe Smith on cornet and Buster Bailey. That is, boy, what a great sound that is. And it's not a great, the record, of course, acoustically recorded and somewhat worn, but that's that music is, well, you can't beat it. Before that, a much slightly better condition harmony. The Nightclub Orchestra, Harry Reeser's group, which is also the Clico Club Eskimos or the Six Jumping Jacks or the Seven Polar Bears or whatever you want to call them, they're all, they got more pseudonyms of that, and I hope they weren't trying to write checks under those pseudonyms, but Tom Stax is credited on the label, so it's obviously Reeser, and the banjo gives it away, too. I'll fly to Hawaii. Oh, yes, I will, all right. Sure I will. We'll see if that ever happens. 1926. Before that, the Snaky Blues, 1917. And most snakes are beneficial to mankind, as you know. Handy's Orchestra of Memphis. Yes, W.C. Handy there in his orchestra. And very... They're trying, and the other side is more of a rag, but that's, yeah, they're ready to go. I can tell. 1917, they were on the verge of something. This is Radiola, and we're always on the verge of something. It may be insolvency, it may be a nervous breakdown, but whatever it is, it's generally speaking, it's pretty good though. So we're not going to belabor the negatives. Indeed, it is spring, and we're enjoying ourselves, and the weather is finally nice, and had a beautiful day to bring in the piano and just try to go out and look at something in the sky and actually realize it's the sun out for a change. It's beautiful. So we're happy here. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm doing okay with this. Yes. Billy Jones, and this recording... the title of it is somewhat suggestive of racially sensitive material. However, having played this record, I realized it was just about glucose. And everybody can can get into glucose, except me, but everybody else can. So I'm going to head out, and I'll let you all work your collective pancreas on this one at the Chocolate Bon Bon Ball from 1920.
At 12 o'clock last night, I gently dimmed my light. Then I fell into a slumber. I had a dream so rare, I know that you'll declare. It was a marvelous wonder, chocolate bon bon table, all the candies one and all. Dancing at that chocolate bon bon ball, prancing round that sugar-coated hall, Adam with a blackjack in his hand, let the band. Some young fellow called Marshmallow played a mean and wicked cello. Brandy drops were passed around in jars. When they all spit up those lemon bars and the lollipop, let Miss Lemon drop at the chocolate bon bon ball. Those chocolate-coated butts and those assorted nuts made love to old-fashioned taffy, a little jelly bean, and Mr. Walnut Cream. Acted as though they were daffy, fast asleep, I love to fall, just to dream about that ball. Dancing at that chocolate bon bon ball, prancing round that sugar-coated hall. Goodness, how the misterated gum beat the drum.
Miss Little Peanut Brittle played a jazz upon her fiddle when the break-up day began to be. Oh, Rock Candy rocked them all to sleep. Mrs. Beauty flew for her Wrigley suit at the chocolate bonbon ball. Mr. Wintergreen made poor Miss Ice Cream at the chocolate bonbon ball.
There's a funny melody, it's a pretty melody. Someone brought it over from across the sea. Ever since the day it came, I have tried to learn its name. What's it all about? Maybe you can help me out. It goes like this. La 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 la. It goes like this. Dee 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 dee. Then it goes die da da die die die. Then it goes do da da do do do. And right in the middle of the doggone thing, everybody starts to sing. Pa-ra-ta-ta. It goes like this. Pa-ra-ta-ta. It goes like that. What can the name of it be? It goes like this. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, what a funny melody. Everybody that you meet, all the kiddies on the street, they all know this little melody so sweet. It's a catchy little air, you can hear it everywhere. Ask a man who knows, and I'll tell you how it goes. It goes like this. It goes like this. Then it goes. Then it goes. Say, right in the middle of the doggone thing, everybody starts to sing. Ta-da-da-da, it goes like this. Ta-da-da-da, it goes like that. What can the name of it be? It goes like this. Oh, what a funny melody. It goes like this. La 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 la. It goes like this. Dee 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 dee. Then it goes die 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 die. Then it goes do 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 do. Say, right in the middle of the doggone thing, everybody starts to sing. What can the name of it be? It goes like this. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, what a funny melody.
Maybe it's hot or cold. I don't care. I know that when my sweetie turns me down, that don't worry me. So I just roll along, having my up, having my down, having my ups and downs all day long.
The Harmonians, which was the Bar Harbor Society Orchestra. Irving Kaufman, a very nice copy of that. I just roll along, having my ups, having my downs, and I do, believe me. 1928, and that's what it's all about. It isn't the ups and downs, you know, the jerks get you too. Irving's brother, Jack Kaufman, recording his Happy Martin before that. It goes like this, that funny melody, 1928, and that's... I like that. I like Jack, too. I think he's not as polished or as operatic as Irving, but I like the fact, and I must have said this before, but he sounds like somebody's uncle singing at a picnic, and that's very endearing, listening to him do that. He's good, and but I always get that impression or that sense from listening to many of his recordings. And it's enjoyable. It's very, very nice indeed. Before that, Billy Jones, without Ernie Hare, of course. 1920, actually, that was early in his career, at the Chocolate Bon Bon Ball. And if you all need to take your medication, you may do so now. None of that stuff is good for you. I wouldn't touch any of it, but it's a cute song. And it's actually innocuous, which... I appreciate if I can play anything innocuous. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm basically innocuous, and this is Radiola, and we're inoculated, so we're not going to communicate anything other than good things today. And one of the best things I can communicate is about the Baby Soda Band, and the Baby Soda Jazz Band here in their 2007 CD, the one in the brown paper bag, and everybody should get that one. That's a good one. I'm looking at them right now. Blue Skies.
Thank you. my dear Napoleon.
Do not interrupt me, Marquis. I say England is getting more powerful and we need money desperately, gentlemen.
But, sir, we can no longer raise further funds. The people, they are already taxed to the hilt.
Yes, yes, I know. But I think the United States can be persuaded to buy that wilderness in Louisiana.
Meh, how much would they give for such a wasteland?
In dollars, perhaps 10 or 20 millions.
Oh, they would not be such fools.
May we, my dear Marquis? I, Napoleon, say they will pay.
The United States did pay $11,250,000 for the Louisiana territories. That event was one of the most important deals in the history of our country. The Louisiana Purchase will not soon be forgotten. Today, one of the best buys in the entertainment world is the Louisiana Purchase at the Imperial Theater on West 45th Street, bringing laughs and thrills to thousands of theatergoers. Laugh with William Gaxton and Victor Moore, thrilled to the beauty of Vera Zorina. Don't miss Louisiana Purchase!